where she lives. Brooks punched the gas pedal. Duncan was thrown back in his seat, but he kept his eyes trained on the dot on the horizon. How fast is she going? He glanced over at the speedometer. Holy hell, how fast are we going? Just sit back and enjoy the ride. It took a good 90 seconds for the cruiser to start gaining ground. The brief flash of brake lights and gradual slowdown indicated when the driver realized they were behind her. Eventually, a pale, slender arm ventured out the window, waving them around. Does she think you're heading to an emergency, not pulling her over? She knows I'm pulling her over. Ah, her tactics already at work, I see. Eventually, the muscle-bound Camaro slowed to a stop, and they pulled up behind it on the shoulder of the road. Duncan could not take his eyes off the souped-up machine. And imagine the driver with tattoos and body piercings, dyed black hair, and skull and crossbones jewelry, none of which he found particularly hot. This was going to be a cakewalk. Brooks threw the car into park and said, "Okay, Dunk, you're on. The bet is you have to give Annabelle a full-blown speeding ticket. No letting her off with just a warning to make yourself her hero. If you manage that, we pick up your bar tab anytime we're together."